Started the Torah Way in Northwest London, Sunday, 17th of October, Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, Dain Yeshua Posen, Shabbos, the Sacred Gift. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Varshavsky, Lenishmas, Reb Chaim, Ben Reb Dov, Zechron Lev Rochel, and the 60 outside.
Good morning. Somebody asked me on the way in, hope it's not going to be too complicated. It's not going to be complicated at all. Mamish Dvorim Pshutim. But sometimes Dvorim Pshutim are worth doing Chazar on, because in absence of Chazar, sometimes we can get into the usual mode of doing things time and time again without actually giving it the necessary thought. So if anyone comes out of this with any Chiddush, I'll be surprised, but I think Chazar is important. This week's Shurim on the Inyan of Shabbos, of being Mechazik, our understanding of Shabbos, our appreciation of Shabbos, our knowledge of the halachas of Shabbos. And Shabbos is something which takes up more than 1/7 of our lifetime. If you add taste of Shabbos before or after Shabbos, it's more than 1/7 of a person's lifetime, so it should go without saying that something that is as frequent as that needs reminding of what it is that we're trying to achieve, what it is we're trying to take out of Shabbos. We know that every Yontov has its own Hagdara, every Yontov has its own identification of what special traits we're meant to be taking out of it. You've got Pesach, Zman Chiraseinu, Shavuos is the time Kabbalah Satera. Every Yontov has certain strengths that we're meant to be tapping into and drawing on. Shabbos itself, we don't refer to when we mention Shabbos as Zman of anything particular. And what is Avodah on Shabbos? I was once at a Shiva of a traditional family, and in the Hesved that was given, when the son wanted to paint a picture of his father's Avodas Hashem on Shabbos, he said he read a certain newspaper from cover to cover. That was his, and he wasn't talking about the Hamidiyahs or others. What is Shabbos? It's not eating gefilte fish. It's not, what is the Avodah that we're trying to achieve out of Shabbos? So the famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud brings the Pasuk in Shmos Tezayin Chav Tes, where the Pasuk says, Ruki Hashem Nosan Lones HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava Bar Machasya, Amar Chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav, Hanoisin Matonel Chaveri, somebody who gives a gift to their friend, Tzorich Leidiyo, you have a chiyuv to notify them that you're giving them a present. Shenema Nodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Matonel Toiva Yesh Li Bebeis Genozi. I have a special present in my Beis Genozi, my place where I store my precious jewels, my precious things. The Shabbos Shimon, it's called Shabbos. Vani Mevakesh Litnon Yisrael, and I want to gift this Shabbos to Klan Yisrael. Leich Veidiyom, go and notify them. Because, as the Gemara says, there's an obligation when you give someone a gift, when you give someone a present, to let them know that they're about to receive a gift. So Moshe, go and tell Klan Yisrael I'm giving them Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that even though Klan Yisrael would know that they're receiving Shabbos, it's in Aseret HaDibros, we're given Shabbos is many psukim in the Torah discuss the fact that we're given Shabbos, the importance of Shabbos. What is it that needed special notification? And the Gemara says, Matan Sora Le'avid Le'Glui. The gift, the behind the scenes understanding of what Shabbos really is something which wouldn't be publicly disclosed. It's something which the Ummah Sa'ol and the nations of the world wouldn't understand and would never understand. But Klal Yisrael need to understand. So on that alone, it's worth doing Chazor. If we receive a Shabbos, and Shabbos clearly has a hidden depth, a hidden geschmack, a special koyach which needs revealing to Klal Yisrael, then maybe it's time every so often that we have to remind ourselves of it and not just go through the motions of what Shabbos is. I don't know any other area, we've mentioned this before, I don't know any other area in Yiddishkeit which is so polarized in Klal Yisrael's understanding of what it is. On the one end of the spectrum, if you speak to people who don't keep, unfortunately, any Torah mitzvahs, and they want to begin to looking into becoming more observant, and you start spelling out to them the various different Torah mitzvahs, Shabbos is the biggest hurdle. You're telling me that for 25 hours I can't be on my phone, I can't be on my computer, I can't drive, I can't do anything. It's like being in a prison. Every single week you have to go through this. Can you sign as Azar? And yet you speak to people in the Olam HaKiruv and they'll tell you that far and away the most successful thing to be Makarev Yidden is to bring them to a Shabbos table. Far and away. And when you speak to people who are Shema Shabbos, Karoi, they'll tell you that Shabbos is my life support. I can't survive without Shabbos. Every week Shabbos comes along, Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha, Baruch Hashem, how would we survive without Shabbos? It's very strange. It's unusual, such a thing, that you have such a completely contrasting outlook. I think we've mentioned here before, but it's worth mentioning again, the Nesiva Sholem, the Slonim Rebbe asks that the Shir Shel Yom of Shabbos needs further analysis. We say Mizvah Shir Yom HaShabbos, and that's the obvious reason why that should be the Shir Shel Yom, because it begins Mizvah Shir Yom HaShabbos, but the rest of the Mizvah doesn't seem to have anything to do with Shabbos whatsoever. Explains Nesiva Sholem, the first Pasuk after gives us an understanding of what Shabbos is meant to be. The Pasuk says, Tov l'hodeis l'Hashem, it's good to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'lezamen l'shimcha elyon, and to sing to His high name, l'hagid baboike chastecha, to speak about, to talk about the chasodim, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, ve'munas rabaleleis, and the emunah, the faith we have in Him, baleleis at night. Explains the Nesiva Sholem, famous pshat, Boiker and Laila, morning when the sun shines bright and we have clarity, we can see what there is very different from Laila when it's dark and we don't have clarity. Says the Nesiva Sholem, there are times in life where things are clear. There are times in life when the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are apparent. You can't miss them. And that's times when you have to be Lahagi Baboike Chastecha, when you have to speak about. You have to speak about the chasodim, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are times in life when it isn't so clear. There are times in life when we don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing what He's doing. There are times in life where we're stuck and we can't see when dawn is going to come. And that's when we have to draw on emunos ha-baleilois, the emunah, the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitochon emunah baleilois, the night when it's dark. And both of those parts of our lives have a role on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time when the noise comes to an end. When the noise and the hubbub of the week and the rush and the melacha that doesn't give us a chance to stop and think, doesn't give us a chance to think what we have to be appreciative for and strengthen our emunah on those things which we don't understand. And along comes a Shabbos once every week and everything comes to a stop. And the avodah of Shabbos is Lahagi Baboike Chastecha Vemnosa Baleilos. On Friday night, one of the milas of giving a shir is also that one has to stop and think to try to prepare something to say. So I have a Koras HaTov to all of you. In the tefillahs during the week, some people are able, a zeicha, to be able to give proper machshava to each and every one of the brachas of Shemein Esther. But some people don't have that menuchsa nefesh. On Shabbos, part of having the chance to pause and stop and think is we should have time to daven with more ruikait, with more peace of mind. So I'm embarrassed to say I've never really analyzed these psukim before in this way, or the Shemein Esther that we say on Friday night. You sanctified Yemashvi the seventh day, Lishmecha, in your name. Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Tachlis is a word which we're all familiar with, normally as meaning, as translating to the Ikka Tachlis, the purpose. Tachlis from Kia can also mean the conclusion. The normal translation of this, Pashtus, would be conclusion. Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz, it was the conclusion of the creation of Shemayim Va'aretz, of heaven and earth, of Irachtu Mikol HaYomim, and you blessed Shabbos more than all other days of the week. Mikidashtu Mikol HaZmanim, and you gave it a certain Kedusha which was also higher than all other times. Mikol HaZmanim, Pashtus, all other times of the year, including Yom Tovim. V'chein Kosu B'Seir Yosecha, and I'll bring you a Raya. We say in the Shemayim Va'aretz, I'll bring you a Raya from the Psukim. V'ayuchulu HaShemayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzvom. The Psukim also fluent in. V'ayuchulu HaShemayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzvom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the heaven and earth. V'echale Leikim Ba'yom HaShvi V'alachta Asher Oso. He concluded Ba'yom HaShvi on Shabbos, the Melacha. V'yishveis Ba'yom HaShvi, and he rested on Shabbos Mikol Melachta Asher Oso, from all the work that he had done. V'yivarech Leikim Ba'yom HaShvi, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Shabbos. V'yikadosh Oso, and he sanctified it. Kivoy Shoas Mikol Melachta, because on Shabbos he rested from all work. Asher Bara Leikim Lasis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Lasis to do. Now a couple of ha'oros. Number one, if you're going to translate Tachlis as conclusion, then we have a raya. We said V'chein Kosu B'Seir Yosecha, as we find in the Torah, because the Pesukim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded on Shabbos, and you have a raya. If you're going to translate Tachlis as purpose, then you don't see Pashtus in the Psukim, that the Tachlis of the Bria is Shabbos. Where do you see that in the Psukim? You see that in the Psukim, Shabbos is gebenched more than any other time. You see it's got more Kedusha than any other time. Where do you see that's the purpose in the Bria? Furthermore, the obvious Kasha, two obvious Kashas, and many Mephoroshim speak about these points. Like I said, not saying any chidushim here. Firstly, is there seems to be a steer in Mineo Bay. The Pasuk tells us, "Eichal Likim Bayom Ashvi Malachta Asher Oso." HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded on the seventh day, and then the Pasuk says, "Vayishlo Yisrael Ashvi Mekom Malachta Asher Oso." So he rested on the seventh day. That means he'd finished everything ready on Yom Shishi. So was the conclusion on Shabbos, or was the conclusion on Friday a famous kasha? But second of all, we conclude, "Vayikadosh Yisrael Kivoy Shavas Mekom Malachta Asher Bara Likim Lasis." What is that word "lasis" at the end of the Pasuk? Why can he say, "Kadosh Yisrael"? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Kadosh. Kivoy Shavas Mikol Malachta Asher Bara Elokim. Because on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from all the work that he had done. What's Lasis to do? What's it referring to? What's Poshup Shan the Apostle? What's it referring to? And the Mefarshim asked this Kasha, and the Mefarshim grapple with this Kasha. I'd like to suggest, possibly based on Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch and the Netziv, but if you look there, you won't find this there. So I'm not. The Netziv says that Lasis is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what is the Tachlis of the Bria? The Tachlis of the Bria is to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be exalted in everything that happens in the Bria. If you have a Bria where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does work constantly, when nothing stops, when everything continues, then you give grounds to those who want to Chas V'Shalom say, look, there's no Borei Olam, everything just, it's all natural. Everything happens by itself, and it's all natural, it's progression, evolution, whatever you want to blame it on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along in Bria Se'olam on Shabbos, and he pressed stop, or pause, that was the biggest raya that everything that happened till now had been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if the Bria is a natural phenomena which is just rolling and evolving, why does it stop? How does it stop? The only way it can stop is if there's someone up there pulling the strings who now presses stop. And that is Shabbos. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us, because at the same time the work stopped on Friday, Ben HaShemoshos, when we know the different things which were created, Ben HaShemoshos, That was the end of Malacha as we know it. But an integral, essential part of the Bria was to have that stop on Shabbos. It's not a stirum nirbi. There was a stop of work, but it wasn't a stop of the Bria. Shabbos was the tachlis of the Bria. And taka tachlis meaning ikka purpose. Everything was created so that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops it, you realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's done and created everything that's happened till now. There's a Gemara. And this is what really led me to be Ma'ayan. The Gemara says, sorry. Gemara on Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. Oro Chis Amar Ha'ukva. Kol HaMispalel Be'erev Shabbos. Whoever davens in Erev Shabbos, Ve'oimeh Vayechulu. And he says Vayechulu, Shnei Malachi Ashores, Hamalavin Le'odzom Menichin Yedein Al Reishon. The two Malachim who accompany us, who are about to accompany us on the way home, they come, they put their hands on their head. Ve'oimim Lo'i, V'sa'a V'incho V'chatos V'chupo. You have a kapara for your averus. And I found this astonishing, this Gemara. I've learned this Gemara before, never given it much thought. What is it? What is so special? You say Vayechulu, and all of a sudden this tremendous... What is in Vayechulu? And actually that's taka, the point in the word lasis at the end. Vayekadosh Yisraki, Vayeshovas Mikomalachti Asher Boreh Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he stopped when it came to Shabbos. Because the tachlis of that is that the Shem Mikadosh Shem Shemayim. But it doesn't work without us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped all those years ago, the Bria, when it came to Shabbos. But if we don't stop every single week and internalize that everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, internalize that we are his children, internalize that everything that happens is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's come to a stop because everything's from the Borei Olam, then there's no Kiddush Shem Shemayim. There might have been back then, but there's no Kiddush Shem Shemayim now, today. Asher Borei Elokim La'asos. We have to do the Asiyah. We have to stop, we have to think. Says the Gemara, if you say Vayechulu, it doesn't mean that you say Vayechulu without any thought b'chlal. If you say Vayechulu and you think about what you're saying, think about what Shabbos is, think about what we're meant to be achieving on Shabbos, then that's the tachlis abriya. Because the purpose of the Bria is that we mekadoshim shemayim, and Shabbos is meant to be mekadoshim shemayim. So if you look back now, we can translate tachlis how we used to translate in tachlis. Ata kedashus, yom ha'shvi'i l'shmecha, tachlis ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. Yom ha'shvi'i is the tachlis, it's the ikka purpose. Uvirachta mikol ha'yomim. And Shabbos has got all the brachas. Vikidashim mikol ha'zmanim. Where do you see it, Baser Yosecha? Pashas in that word, lasis. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created it in such a way where the cessation of work comes on Shabbos, but that's the Ikka Chelik of the Gansa Bria. There's a phenomenal limud in this week's parasha. Also tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed stone, he saved Lot. And the Pasuk in Kriyat Yotzes, Pasuk Chavtes, tells us Vayehi b'shachis Elokim es Ori HaKikor Vayizkor Elokim es Avrom Vayishanach es Lot Metzricha HaPeicha B'hapich es Ori Masha Yosha ben Lot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avrom and he saved Lot. Rashi tells us from Bereishis Rabba, Maz Chirosa Shel Avraham al Lot, famous Rashi. What was it that the pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avraham and he saved Lot? What's it got to do with Avraham? Says Rashi, Nizka Shel Lot Yedzea Shesore Ishtei Shel Avraham. He remembered then last week's parasha when Avraham Avinu wanted to hide Sarah, the fact that Sarah was his wife, from Avimelech. Lot knew. Shama Avram b'Mitzrayim al Sarah achosihi b'Mitzrayim. And he didn't reveal it. He didn't rat out Avram and say it's not true. It's not your sister, it's really your wife. And the kasha is obvious. Before Hashem asked the kasha, late in this week's parsha shows a phenomenal level of Mesiras Nefesh in his Achnosas Orechim. How he brings in the Malachim, doesn't know the Malachim at the time. He's prepared to put his neck on the line. He knows what it means. He's a Shevet and Stoim. He knows exactly what's at stake. And they come and they demand and he withstands. And he's Mamash Mesiras Nefesh with his Achnosas Orechim. And yet that's not brought as the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu was matzil him. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu was matzil him is because he didn't snitch that really Avram and Sarah are really husband and wife. What's pshat? And the first all answer, and again, I'm shooting, but there's a twist in it that maybe we miss. The first all answer that Lot was brought up in the home of Avram Avinu, a home which stood for Amut HaChesed, a home which stood for Achnosas Orechim. When you picture Avram, you picture the tent with its four doors. It was Achnosas Orechim. He grew up in such a home, so such a thing became his second nature. There was no effort involved in being Meisa Nefesh for Achnosas Orechim. So Memele, that wasn't a gewaldiger schus for him. What was a schus, maybe was not revealing why that was. Also, he didn't pick up from Avram Avinu, but that was the schus. I would say there's a gewaldiger suit in this world. You know, we all want to give the best that we can to our children. We want to put them in the best possible place going into their lives ahead. We can't always be with them and hold their hand and do everything they need to do. We can't wrap them up in bubble paper. We have to give them the best opportunities, the best yecholos to go through life. You see in this world that if parents, grandparents, family can create a home where something is second nature, then you can give the children that second nature to such a level that it doesn't require any Mesiras Nefesh as they go through life. It's a phenomenal zach. Imagine if you can bring up children in a home where Hakaras HaTov, gratitude and appreciation and being thankful for what one has is second nature. It's what we do. It's what they see. It's not an effort. It's not. You don't demand it. It's understood. It's implied. It's the very essence of the home. So those children grow up being grateful people who are grateful for whatever people do to them and don't feel entitled that they're deserving of more than the world can give them and they never get enough. It means you can make it that there's no Mesiras Nefesh on their part to be Makir Tov. It means you're giving them the best tool that they can have as they go through life. That it doesn't take an effort, Bichlal. That's their second nature. And so too is Shabbos. Unfortunately, there are those in this door who might be shomer Shabbos, but find it difficult. Youngsters who find it difficult. But Moshe Feinstein famously was asked why it was that after the Milchama, there were people who were mamash meisa nefesh, who lost their work, their job every single week because of Shabbos. And yet, many of the next dor mechallel Shabbos. How can it be after parents were so meisa nefesh that the next dor didn't keep to it? And he famously said that unfortunately many of them came home and we're not judging them, we're observing. They came home and they sat down and said, Shvetz bin Ayid, it's difficult. Look at this, I've given up my panos again. I don't know what's going to be next week. It's very difficult. And they cracked. And the children look at that and said, you know what? Dad might be okay with that kind of life, but I'm not signing up for that. It's not what I want. What kind of projection of Shabbos do we give the Mishpacha? If the children know that we're waiting, we're chalashing for Shabbos, Shabbos is a day when we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Pshutik Mashmoy. When they know we sit at a Shabbos table, we're prepared for that table, we're excited to have a time in the week when everything is there away from us, it's just us sitting by a Shulchan. There's so many comparisons Chazal make between the Beis HaMikdash and between Shabbos. Big day Shabbos that we wear, doing it's the big day kuna. There's a mitzvah rechitza to wash before Shabbos, like the Kohenim had to wash. the reach of the of Shabbos. The kapara we had mentioned before. Many, many things. A Chazal draw comparisons between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, just like the Beis HaMikdash was the place where the Shefa and Bracha of the Ruchnius of the world came down to Klal Yisrael. So too Shabbos is the time in the week when HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with us through HaNoshama Yaseira and gives us that boost that we need for the week ahead, that recharge that we need. But it depends if we're plugged in. If we sit there and we do the motions and we talk about things as if we're sitting on the tube and there's no Kedusha Bechlal, there's no feeling that we're sitting at a Shulchan. If the children are excited to be mishtatev, to sing. And I can't emphasize the importance of singing. And what it does to the children, what it does to the spirit, what it does to the whole avira of Shabbos. We need to make sure that we give it over in such a way that keeping Shabbos is the most choshuv matana we have. And how lucky are we that we appreciate this secret matana that we have. You cannot explain it to a goy. It's not shaykh to explain it. But it's something we need to recharge ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, on every single level. But we need to do it in a way that it's geschmack. So that, like we find by Lot, it's given over to the next door without any effort. Who doesn't want their children to keep Shabbos? Who doesn't want their children to live Shabbos? It's dependent on us. In 1945, just after the liberation of the concentration camps, the Yidden were put in different DP camps. And there was a camp called the Feldafen camp near Munich, where the Klosenberger Rebbe found himself after losing his wife and 10 children. His 11th child was nifted later on in the camp. And it came to Shabbos. And he went running around trying to mechazik the olim. We've got to make a Shabbos. We have to make a Shabbos sudza. We have to make Shabbos tefillas. And lo'aleinu, that was the furthest thing from the Yidden's minds. They were there in a state of shock, in a state of fatigue, in a state of avelus that we can't possibly begin to fathom. And he went around trying to tell them, we're going to make a Shabbos, we're going to make a meal. And he thought maybe if he can't get them to come with the attraction of tefillah, maybe if he tells them, you know, we're going to have hot food, we're going to make a cholent. It's going to be some hot food. And he managed to scrape together some bit of meat, a bit of potatoes. They tried to make a hot dish. And it says that somebody came and threw an animal into the cholent and trafed up the cholent. They couldn't even use the cholent. The Maaseh came to the meal, so he came to the davening, he just about had a minyan, b'koshi. But sure enough, when he came to the meal, about 50 people turned up. And the Rebbe began to sing Shalom Aleichem. And it says he cried. As he began trying to welcome in the Malachim, came to Tzeisim Nesholim, how many Neshomas have been lost to Klal Yisrael? And then he began singing, Ribbono Kol Olamim, Adoyim Kol HaNeshomos. And he began sobbing his way through this Ribbono Kol Olamim, Melech Baruch, Melech Peder Matzil. And then he came to the impossible words, I'm grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol ha-chesed asher asiso imodi, to all the kindness you've done for me. He's standing there without his wife, without his children, surrounded by broken Yidden. And he carried on until he came to the words, ki idlakti ne'reisai itzisi mitosi, I've lit my lights and I've spread my bed. And he put his hands up in Shemaim and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Yichzor Pfaket, I say it the other way round. Hidlakti mitosi. Baruch Hu, you burnt my bed. You've taken my whole mishpacha. And afapi kein. Tzasi neirosai. I'm here now lighting my candles. And I'm staying stark. And I'm a kabbal Shabbos with all the Shabbos brings with it. L'hagi ba'boike chastecho ve'monos ba'leilois. Rabbeisai, I have a minig I try to do when I remember. Friday night, I'm standing by my Shabbos table, I'm holding my bech and I'm about to say Kiddush. Spend a couple of seconds thinking about the different homes in Klal Yisrael, which that particular week might not be zeicher to be standing there with the same geschmack. People who don't have people around the table that they had the week before. People who might not be sitting around the table b'chalal. There's so much to be grateful for. We have to use Shabbos every single week as a moment to stop, to think, to thank, to appreciate, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that He does for us on a regular basis. And yes, there are times when it's a menosra b'aleilois, when we don't understand. But we have to be stark. We have to rely on our emunah, and we have to recharge our emunah as Shabbos progresses to give us the koichos we need to get through the next week till the following Shabbos. Shkoich. Shkoich.